let you know, speaking of nursery, we just gave out those gifts. If you would like to utilize the nursery that is available for your little ones, right before we jump into this Christmas program. So the children have been working super hard on this, and I wanted to give you the setting behind where this program is. Do you remember 2020? Yeah? Wasn't that an exciting year? Just, woo, yeah, woo. All right, so we're going to be traveling back to the crisis of 2020, and this is where do you remember that phrase that became a part of your vocabulary? It's called socially distant. You remember that? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what this is called. This is called a socially distant Christmas. So if you can get the idea from tonight, we're in a setting where the children's program director is trying to put together a play while trying to keep everybody socially distant. They're trying to record everything through Zoom calls. And so as you see them separated, they're trying to get the idea where all of the props and everything comes from home. And so if that gives you an idea of where we're at, that's exactly where we're going. So we're going back to 2020. And so the idea is here, will the Children's Christmas Program Director be successful? And so I hope you enjoy this. I hope you can see the sense of excitement in the children's faces as you be able to see the story of Christmas. Here we go.
Mrs. Rittenhouse.
Oh, hi, Miss Rittenhouse. What can I do for you?
You can start by explaining to me why on earth you chose to cancel this year's Christmas pageant.
Cancel?
I understand because of your current 2020 COVID health crisis, you've chosen to cancel this year's Christmas pageant.
No, Miss Rittenhouse, I think you know better than to listen to.
May I remind you that in your contract with the church, you have... You agree to put on a Christmas pageant every year since my great-grandfather founded it.
And I intend to, Mrs.
This church had a Christmas pageant every year since my great-grandfather founded it.
And we will have one this year. It's just that, well, it's going to be a little different.
How different?
Well, for starters, we'll be doing it online instead of in person.
Online?
Yes, Miss Rittenhouse.
How on earth is that going to work?
Well, instead of having a choir of kids bunched together on stage, we'll have a choir of kids bunched together on screen.
You mean like one of those Zoom pageants or Zoom meetings the young people are always talking about?
Yes.
And will they be singing traditional Christmas carols?
Yes, they will, mostly.
Mostly?
Well, we're living in extraordinary times, Miss Rittenhouse, and that calls for something extraordinary. Okay, kids, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Let's sing it just like we practice.
Shopping in Amazon Prime.
Hi, Lucy.
Are you ready for your big scene?
I sure am.
Wow, that's a great costume.
It is?
Yes, you look just like the prophet Isaiah. Your costume is amazing.
Oh, this isn't my costume, it's my bathrobe.
But it looks so dirty. It looks like you've been living in the wilderness.
Well, it's been a while since I washed it.
Like how long?
Let's see, today's Tuesday, I'm going to say April.
April?
What do you expect? I've been living in quarantine since March, and I haven't worn real pants since Easter.
Oh, my.
So how do you do this scene anyway?
I'll press record, and you just speak into the camera like you're addressing the people of ancient Israel.
Yeah, about that, Lucy. If this is a Christmas pageant, why am I reading from the book of Isaiah?
Because Isaiah is one of the prophets who told the people of Israel about Jesus hundreds of years before he was born.
For real?
Yes.
Whoa.
Are you ready for me to begin?
Let's do this.
We're rolling. Go for it.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Perfect.
Thanks for letting me be in the pageant this year.
You want to know how you can thank me?
How?
Wash that robe. It's disgusting. Are you two ready for your big scene?
Hi, Lucy. Ready when you are.
How about you, Rachel?
No, I'm not. I'm not sure I can do this.
Why not?
Lucy, I'm a stage actress. I've never done film before, especially like this.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be just fine, Rachel. Just listen for your cues and say your lines.
Say my lines? Actors don't just say their lines. I need to know who this woman is. I need to know what her motivations are.
You're Mary? You get called to be the mother of Jesus? You say yes?
But why do I say yes? What's my motivation to say yes?
Obedience to God, faith. Mary was a woman who loved God, and despite all the challenges she would face, she gladly accepted God's call. Make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Good.
But what's her motivation before the angel appears?
I don't know. She's cleaning house.
But why is she cleaning?
The floors are dirty?
How dirty?
Rachel.
Okay, I'll make it up my own.
Thank you, Edie.
Hang on, I'm almost done with my game.
Game?
I got bored of your fighting and decided to play some Mario Kart.
Edie.
Fine, okay, I'm back. Let's do this.
Rachel, are you ready?
Ready.
Just say the line, Rachel.
I'm the Lord's servant, and may it be unto me as you have said.
Wow, that was great.
Really?
It'll do, Rachel. Thanks, you guys.
No, thank you, Lucy, for believing in me that I could branch out and do film.
Oh, brother.
Captive Israel.
Bob. How's it going?
Yeah, I guess.
You all set for Christmas?
Yeah, it sure doesn't feel like Christmas. We usually do all our shopping in stores, but this year we had to do it online.
I know what you mean. I always enjoy the crazy crowds at the mall. It's just not the same when you point and click on Amazon.
It's not the same when your grandma can't come visit this year.
No, it's not. But think how that first Christmas was for your character. He had to pack up his pregnant wife and travel many miles to Bethlehem, all because the emperor wanted to do a census.
And there was no room to be had.
See, it could be worse.
So where's the innkeeper?
He should be on in a minute. Said he was still busy with work.
He's still working? Isn't he a travel agent?
Yes, he is.
Is anyone actually traveling these days? I thought the whole world was still in lockdown.
He says they're doing very well. Oh, there's Jared now.
Am I fashionably late?
Well, hello there, Jared. How are things?
Just peachy, Lucy. I just booked another happy family on a Disney cruise in 2023.
2023? 3 years from now?
Well, the ships aren't sailing yet, are they? So here at Paradise Travel Agency, you can book ahead before the post-COVID cruises fill up.
Oh, brother.
Are we ready to go?
Ready when you are.
Excuse me, sir. Me and my wife have traveled very far. We need a place to stay.
I'm sorry, sir. I have no rooms available.
Sir, nothing at all?
Perhaps next time you'll book ahead. Might I recommend Paradise Travel Agency?
Jared, this is not a free commercial. This is the Christmas pageant. Could you please just do the lines?
Fine.
Take it back from Bob's last line.
Sir, nothing at all?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I have no rooms to spare.
Nothing at all?
I see you're really in need. I have a stow out back. It's not much, but there's a room with some soft hay where your wife can lay down.
I really appreciate this.
It's my pleasure. Sorry I can't do more.
You've done more than anything you will ever know.
Nicely done, boys. Great job.
Thanks, Lucy.
You know, I always found it strange that Joseph couldn't find a room in Bethlehem. As a travel agent, I wonder how many rooms were available in town, even with so many people in town. The Son of God certainly deserved better.
I think it all worked out exactly the way God wanted. Think of how different the Nativity would look if Jesus had a proper crib in a palace. How much easier is it for us to come and see Jesus sleeping in a manger inside of a stable?
I see what you're saying, Lucy. It wasn't about his comfort, it was about ours. Jesus humbled himself so we wouldn't be afraid to come and see him. That's more beautiful than a Hawaiian sunset. Trust me, I know.
Thank you.
Parish Shepherds, how is everyone doing?
We decided to coordinate, but since I don't have a camera, you can't see me, but I can see you.
That's right. It was my idea.
Steve, turn your mic on.
Steve, your mic's not on.
It's not?
Turn your mic on, Steve.
How do I do that?
Steve, turn your mic on.
How do I do that?
It's the little icon at the bottom of the screen that looks like a microphone.
I don't see any icons of that.
Turn your mic on, Steve.
Steve, turn your mic on.
I'm trying.
Do you think you can hear us?
I don't know. Maybe you can't.
I can hear you just fine.
I don't think you can hear us.
Steve, I got you Legos for Christmas.
And I got you a Star Wars hoodie.
He can hear you guys just fine.
What was that?
I said he can hear you.
You guys got me Legos and Star Wars. Oh, you guys are the best.
Edie, hi. Perfect timing. Look how stunned Nick is.
Wow, Nick truly looks frightened, but not Steve.
Steve, look frightened.
Okay.
Quick, Edie, say the line.
Fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, who is the Savior in Christ, who is Christ the Lord. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Great job. Now, shepherds, who's got the reply?
I was just kidding about the Christmas gift, Steve.
Yeah, me too. We were just messing around.
Guys, you're lying.
Let us go to Bethlehem to see this thing that the Lord has made known to us.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
Too.
Wow, look at you guys. You look amazing.
What, this old thing?
Where did you get those?
My uncle runs the Walmart. He had them left over from the fall season.
I got mine from Oriental. They have everything.
Well, you look terrific. I can't wait to see what Jake is wearing.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Jake. Great costume.
Thanks. Aaron and Ron wanted to coordinate, so they told me to get a crown from Burger King, wrap the gift in birthday paper, and just wear a... Guys, why are you wearing the fancy king costumes?
I'm sorry, man. I really am.
Look at me, and I love crown.
Oh, brother.
I can't believe it. They got me. Well, at least I didn't have to spend any money this time. Well, other than the $3.99 on the Whopper at Burger King so I could get my crown.
Just go with it, Jake. You boys ready for your scene?
Ready. Why we have traveled so many nights to come to this land.
We've come to find the newborn king. We saw a star in the east, and we brought gifts to worship him.
We found him in the arms of a wife of the poor carpenter. The Messiah had come.
We bow down and worship him.
We thank God for allowing us to see his face.
We offered him gifts fit for a king.
Gold, frankincense.
But the greatest gift of all was the child who received our gifts.
God sent his son to be our savior.
And God gave us Jesus so we can all receive the gift of eternal life.
Your so-called socially distanced Christmas pageant.
It's okay, Miss Rittenhouse. I'll clean out my office and be out of here by noon.
I love it.
What?
Lucy, what you did was incredible. To pull all those people online to tell the story of Jesus, you did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I must admit, I didn't think it was possible. I expected you to fall flat on your face.
I can't say that I blame you.
But in a strange way, your little Zoom pageant captured the essence of the true meaning of the Christmas story. It wasn't easy, but how easy was it for Mary, or Joseph, or those wise men who traveled so far?
I know.
You captured the true meaning of the Christmas story. God sent his son into a troubled world in troubled times. And if you believe in him, well, you know the rest.
We can know Jesus as our Savior and receive eternal life.
Now, how are you going to end it?
How else? With another socially distanced carol. Hit it, kids!
Sheep.
us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
So the director was successful. Did that bring back some memories for you? Yeah, some of those songs, some catchy tunes. You're going to be singing them tonight when you go home. Yeah, socially distanced with the sheep, I guess. But face mask on, face mask on. That's great. But you know, as crazy as it was during that time frame, and everybody just trying to make things as normal as possible. Do you remember that? Trying to keep things as normal as possible and still trying to have a Christmas program. I remember we recorded our own. And in fact, I just remembered that last year's children's program, I was quarantined at home. I didn't even get to make it to it. And you know, as crazy as it is, how do we get through it? How do we get through it? God. Plain and simple, God, as crazy as it is with life in general, God's got this. He truly does, and he's got a plan throughout the entire thing. How many of you think it would be normal for an angel to show up and start talking to you? Okay? How many of you normal for shepherds being out in the field, you know, watching their socially distant sheep, and then all of a sudden, angels, here they are. Boom, say, what were you? What was in the water tonight, okay? I mean, there'd be a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. How well do you think Mary and Joseph's relationship started out as? It's like, what happened? You know, God's got this. Why in the world would Jesus not be in a palace? I love how it was stated that it was an opportunity to create access to the king. Jesus was in a stable so the shepherds could show up, so that they could have access. People could come and they could worship. They didn't have to get past guards or anything. There was access. And you know, as crazy as it all was, you know, God's plan worked. As crazy as this world is, God's plan works. What do we need to do? We need to recognize how we need to put our faith in God. We need to rest in him. I got a couple of verses here for you just to rest on. Psalm 119, 89, and 90, and I think it's going to be up on the screen. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. It still works. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. Aren't you thankful that there's no wishy-washy in that? It is settled and to all generations. So the God that I serve is the God that my kids can serve. The God that I put my faith in is the God that my kids can put their faith in. I am hopeful in that. Anybody, you nervous about your kids growing up in this crazy world? I mean, you get a little nervous, you start thinking about it. What happens if I'm gone? God's still there. God's still present. God's still real. And it abideth because of him. His word is settled because of him. Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hold fast the faith. There's no room, there's no need for anxiety and worry in the midst of where God's at. Because he's got this. You say, how do I put my faith in him? Well, it starts with this. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, it says, for by grace, which is something that I do not deserve, it is truly a gift. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. What do we do when things are crazy and they're abnormal and I don't know the next step? Put your faith in God. What if all of a sudden life was gone tonight? Where would you be? Where do you have your trust? Listen, when I trust in myself, listen, I know where that's going. I know where that's going. I just get lost again. But when I put my faith and trust in God, he provides. When I put my faith in salvation that is found in God alone, where Jesus came to be born and there was access to him, I need to put my faith in him. So that's a question for you tonight. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? See, it's not just about him coming and him being born. It's also about what happened at the end of his life here on this earth. He went to the cross. And he made a substitution for us. There was a sacrifice. Because God loved us, he gave his son for us so that we could put our faith in him so that we won't perish, but we can have everlasting life. Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? That's a question for tonight. That's a question for tonight. And I ask for you to think about that, to ponder through that question, to make sure that you know for sure. Because when it says that the word of God is settled, there's no questions. It's done. I don't have to keep myself there. God's going to keep me in his hand. I get to rest in him. That's what salvation's all about. That's what hope's all about. Because if I'm keeping myself there, that's not very hopeful. But if God's keeping me there, that's something to rest in. So I hope you've thought about that. And if you're willing to put your faith in him, this would be the best night of your entire life. And as we talked about this morning, listen, everybody will be rejoicing in heaven to see someone give their life to Christ. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for all that you've done, what you continue to do. God, thank you for such a great program with the kids tonight. And they did such a great job in reflecting, even through chaos, even through craziness, even through abnormal. God, we can still talk about how you make things happen. Your plan works. It's just your plan that continues to work and work and work itself out. And God, we can rest in that. We could put our faith in that. God, we just ask that you would help us tonight for those who have never put their faith in you, God, that they would do that. God, there might be some here tonight that initially put their faith in you, but their faith's been rocked. Their faith's been unsettled. Help them to rest in you tonight. God, we truly love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. If everybody can keep their heads bowed and eyes closed, I just want to ask a question. If you're here tonight, and listen, this is something that you are not sure about, I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. I just want to know who I need to be praying for tonight. If that's you here tonight and you are unsure about your salvation and you would like that prayer, would you please raise your hand? If you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ, go ahead and raise your hand and I will definitely pray for you. All right. Just remember where you place your faith here tonight. Make sure that it's in the God who's got this. God, we thank you so much for all that you do, what you continue to do. Bless us as we go our separate ways here this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for coming out tonight.